You are listening to Destiny Pizzas.
Today is Wednesday, April 27th, 2016, week 153 of Destiny Pizzas. I'm Drew Patel.
I'm Mike Steska.
And since it's Wednesday, we're going to do a little bit of We Viewed, Reviewed, where we tell you things we watched or played or consumed or anything. And we review them for you, unless it's a TV show, in which case we don't review it, because it's weird to do that, I think.
Yeah.
You watch any movies?
Yes, I saw Paper Towns.
With my girlfriend, Cara Delevingne.
Mm-hmm. So, yeah, this movie, I don't know who this movie's for. I don't know.
Teeny Bobbers.
Wasn't for me. It was...
People in high school.
I guess so, but...
Nerds in high school.
My problem with me is...
Your problem with yourself?
No, my problem with the movie is that I was trying to... Like, a lot of unrealistic things would are unrealistic happened in the movie, but then they also didn't want to go cliche. So it was like... It was constantly battling stuff. Like, I don't want to be completely cliche, but they're like, we have to move this plot along somehow.
What movies would you compare it to?
I don't even know. It's like its own thing. I haven't seen a movie like this.
Where compared to Me and Earl and the Dying Girl, how realistic was this in high school?
Not very much. So,
because I thought
like some of the parts, but then like the stuff that happened in the story, it's like that wouldn't. I don't think that would happen.
Mm-hmm.
But it was like,
you're like, look at her. She's like gorgeous. Look at this guy. He's such a dweeb. God.
Well, it was weird because she's them getting together? They met when they were. They don't though. But it's weird. Like,
oh God.
It's like, because they met when they were kids, so they were friends, and then.
She hangs out with all the popular kids.
Yeah, and then she ignores him, and then all of a sudden one night she hangs out with him again, and then but she like runs away periodically, like when she's a kid to when, well, yeah, I don't want to spoil things, I guess, but
she's a crazy person.
She pretty much is a crazy person, but she runs away all the time, and then most of this movie she's not in it. Because yeah. She runs away and like they're trying to get clues to try to find her or something because she leaves clues every time.
But she's going
to
come back if she's come back all
exactly.
the time. I don't know why you'd
yeah,
do that.
Yeah, exactly. This is weird. And like it's just the people that get involved. It's strange.
Okay.
But they do sing the Pokemon theme song
In
this movie, which was awesome. I was like,
that's one cool. redeeming factor.
I would watch that alone.
Okay.
But
you think I can find that on YouTube?
Probably. I'm sure it's on YouTube.
Okay.
But it was funny. I was like, yes, that's great. So, yeah. Not really my kind of movie. I mean, it was just like too many cliche stuff happened, but then like it doesn't end in a cliche way. So it was like, okay. But I didn't really enjoy it.
What do you rate it out of 8?
I'd probably give it like a 3.
Wow.
A 3. That Pokemon song like, that, boosted it up.
Is that how many slices boosted is that up. Responsible for?
Probably like 2 of them.
Wow.
I don't know. Like it was barely in the. It was like a minute or like 45 seconds. But I was like that was great.
Oh, that's pretty cool.
That was great. Because I was like that's still connected to me somehow.
Yeah.
But yeah, like it wasn't terribly made or anything. Mm. It just wasn't. Story wasn't compelling to me. Like it's trying to be about like high school and like things, but I was like, yes, but it doesn't quite get there in some aspects, and then other stuff they're like, I don't think that stuff would happen, but okay. So yeah,
interesting. What about TV?
A couple of shows ended their seasons. Better Call Saul ended.
Mm-hmm.
Season 2 was over. And I think the show, this guy Vince Gilligan, he's a smart one. He's smart. Yeah. I think they totally found themselves in season 2, where season 1 was still really good, but I felt like they were trying to force like Jimmy or Saul or whoever you want to call him. They were trying to force him into the Breaking Bad world too much, it seemed like. Where this season, they kind of like, no, Jimmy's off doing his own thing, lawyery stuff. And then they used Mike Armentrout to do all the Breaking Bad stuff.
That's pretty cool. So I heard people are saying that this show on this trajectory, it looks like it's going to be better than Breaking Bad. Would you say that? That's a pretty bold statement.
No, I think that's hyperbole and people are in the moment. And yeah. I think it's like, it's pretty different from Breaking Bad, but it's really enjoyable because of all the background of Breaking Bad. Yeah. But I don't think you can say that.
Like you need one for the other.
I mean, you can watch it on your own, but like it's so much more enjoyable with the, I mean, you could have the whole, like, because their storylines are pretty separate in this show. So I think all the Mike stuff, knowing Breaking Bad is good. If you didn't know any of the better, like Breaking Bad stuff, Better Call Saul from mm-hmm. his storyline, you wouldn't really need Breaking Bad, actually. Because it's that separate in this season where you're like, it's really a show about like Jimmy and his brother. It's really, that's the show. That storyline is. Mm-hmm. So it's kind of completely separate. So I think that's what they were smart about is they're like, he's going to go off and do that. And that's what the show is for him. And maybe they connect at some point, but they're like, they're really good at slow playing what they're doing. And it's just, anytime they have a little reference or anything, it's just fun. It's just more fun. And, with the, there's a funny thing that on the internet they were speculating they figured out things with the title. Mm-hmm. There was I think it was an anagram, each beginning letter of the title of each episode spell out something, and I think like Vince Gilligan and Peter Gould, who created the show, thought that no one was going to figure it out, and they were going to have to say later this summer, oh, there's something in the title, look at it. But somebody on the internet figured it out. And they admitted to what it was, and it spelled out Fring's back.
Oh, snap.
If you spell it out. Now, he doesn't show up or anything yet. Maybe next season, maybe the season after. But it was just a funny thing how the internet found it out, and they just started laughing because they're like, they're way too smart because we thought no one would notice.
That's awesome.
Yeah, so that was a cool thing they put in there. So there's definitely like...
Because that's a very Breaking Bad thing to do, because they did that. That one, I forgot what episode it was, where it's like the first like two letters or something, like two planes over Albuquerque or something mm-hmm. like that.
Yeah.
So I was like,
but this one, like,
they weren't even... only on episodes that had like that weird flashback, mm-hmm. and like you'd have to, it was really strange how they did that.
Yeah. But like this season, they weren't very good at it because a lot of the titles of the episode, like, it didn't seem to fit in mm-hmm. with either the episode. And then, like, even this last season finale was called Click, but with a K, started with a K. So it was like, there's no reason to do that unless they're trying to force this anagram into the thing. But, like, I still enjoy that stuff.
See, that's why you pull an NSYNC and you do the last letter.
Exactly. You got to.
That's how NSYNC
you
got to
be more
creative, together.
Yeah. Or do like the third letter, every third letter.
Yeah,
that'd probably be even harder though to think of the stuff. They were obviously struggling, so I don't know if they could do it.
Do you think people know that NSYNC thing?
What did they do?
It's the last letter, so it's like Justin ends with N. Then.
Oh, that's where all NSYNC came from.
Yeah.
Fatone.
No, it's Justin.
Joey.
Joey. Is why Lanson is his real name. What was it?
JC something? Is that a
JC and no JC Chazé and Chris. So it's like Justin, Chris.
I did not know
Lanson.
I had no idea.
I know. JC, Chris, Joey, Lanson, JC.
I had no idea.
Yeah, look at that weird knowledge.
How did they, like, come up with that? That's so weird to me.
That's why it makes no sense, because it's like, why?
It's like, we spell sync. It's like, yeah, but we got another N.
We got Justin here.
It's like, sync N. Ed sync.
And they all said it together?
Exactly.
Like, perfect.
Yes, we're in sync, aren't we?
That's our version of, that's like their version of Destiny Pizzas.
Exactly. That's how they come up with NSYNC. We're really modeled after them, aren't we?
Yeah.
In so many ways.
When I was a kid, I wanted to be in a boy band so bad. I finally figured that out.
Exactly.
Kind of happened in a podcast form.
In a podcast form of a boy band.
Yeah.
Yeah, so Better Call Saul, very enjoyable show. Worth checking out. I think it's only going to get better. Because season two is better than season one, in my opinion. And I think it's on a great trajectory. And And obviously they don't know exactly what they're doing, but they're leading it to a point, and they know where it's going to end, mm-hmm. because it's going to end somewhere with Saul. So very enjoyable. And another show that ended, Supergirl, ended. Still don't know if it's back for season two. But I really enjoy this show. I think it's.
I'm gonna predict that by the time this episode airs, it's gonna get order for second season.
It probably will. I hope so.
By the time this episode airs, so.
It's really enjoyable. I think it finale. The ratings were kind of down, but mm-hmm. overall, I think
it's one of the better superhero shows.
Yeah, like I'm kicking Gotham out of the way. I'm kicking like Arrow out of the way. I'd still prefer this show. This is like, I enjoy it more than Legends of Tomorrow. I even think. But it's just like, I understand there's some like cheesiness and campiness like going on, but I think they can like, they found their way at some of the end episodes. I mean, the finale wasn't great, but like the couple episodes before the Flash one were like on point. And I think they're throwing the Martian Manhunter in there. They're throwing stuff in there that's pretty great. So I'm excited. I hope they keep it going. And then the Flash episode, Flash Returned. Very good episode. A lot of Zoom episode. So much of Zoom stuff. They finally connected the episode back to the Supergirl crossover.
Okay.
But like very slightly. Mm-hmm. It was one of those things where he was wearing this thing on his chest to make himself go faster. So literally in the beginning of the episode, he runs, he goes through like a portal, pops right back out, and he's like, "How long was I gone?" But he's like, literally no time has passed for them. But so he doesn't even bring up where he went or anything. He was wearing that in the Supergirl episode, so you knew.
So you knew
that he went there, but if you didn't know, you'd just be like, "What just happened?"
Yeah.
But so it was kind of weird, but like, they're very good at their continuity and whatnot. So, episode was just a Zoom episode. They track him down, and you learn a bunch of stuff about Zoom, and you saw like Zoom's origin, like. His like parents got murdered and stuff, mm-hmm. so it was all craziness, and the show was just so much fun. It's basically just a Zoom dominated episode.
Nice,
so it's good.
Also, Game of Thrones is back, but we haven't seen it yet.
Yeah, we haven't got there yet. Next week will be our episode one.
Yeah.
recap review. I don't know.
Yeah, review kind of.
I think like. We're going like spoiler. Were we going spoilery last year?
Yeah, but then we should probably do spoiler free.
Probably, yeah, makes sense.
For how much I care about Game of Thrones, I think we should.
Good point.
Because I don't even know when I'm supposed to watch it. I stupidly agreed to plans.
No.
And then the
during
thing
Game
is,
of
I made
Thrones.
I made a plans with us like with the person who also watches Game of Thrones.
That's weird.
So I was like,
you got to carve out an hour and be like. Watch Game of Thrones.
I think I might just do it on my phone while we're like,
that's
hanging
what
out.
I'm saying. It's like I'm gonna. I'll get back to you in a second. It's yeah. Like, even though we both watch this, I'll watch it right now.
Because I don't think she's as religious with her watching as I am. I think she watches stuff. She watches a lot. You know who it is.
Yeah. But, I feel like I'm too much over the internet on the internet.
Yeah.
Like on Monday, that I'm like, this is one of those shows I have.
I'll watch it for sure. But
yeah, it's like I gotta watch it Sunday night, or I'm like. I'm too much on the internet, mm-hmm. where I'll get it spoiled or whatever.
Yeah. Yeah. I started reading a book.
Mm-hmm. What book?
How to Win Friends and Influence People by Dale Carnegie.
Mm-hmm.
It's like every marketing class I've ever had, the teacher's like, you have to read this book. Not like assigned reading, but they're like, after you graduate,
yeah, you should read this book.
It's like one of the 10 books that they recommend.
Uh-huh.
So I was like, I want to read it. And then I'm like, oh my God, I don't do any of these things. I've just been barely getting by. Well, no, I do some things, but like, it's like crazy. Because I bought the original version,
mm-hmm.
which was originally published in like 1937 or something. And then I bought like a re-release version, which is like How to Win Friends and Influence People in the Digital Age. And then I was like, they both look the same thickness. So I was like, I'm just going to read the original one first. And then mm-hmm. I was like, nope, I'm going to read the Digital Age first. And then if I'm interested, then I'll go back
mm-hmm.
to the original. So it's very interesting. It's like, feels kind of weird though. because it's like, this is what people like when you talk to them. And like, if you do this, a lot of people don't do it anymore. So if you do it, like, you'll stand out. And I'm like, this seems like I'm like manipulating the system. Like, I feel like people should just like me for who I am.
Yeah. You're like, you shouldn't read a book and use techniques. You should just be how you are.
Well, it's like not really. The thing is, it's like not even using techniques.
It's not just techniques. Like, it's just like.
It's like.
The title sounds like.
Yeah, it sounds really weird. It sounds creepy. I'm not going to lie. It sounds very creepy.
Yeah.
But it's like. It's pretty much like, be a good person and people are going to like gravitate towards you because you're a good person.
Well, yeah.
It's pretty much what it's
like
saying
the obvious, but like, most people are jackasses. So,
but then like, it's don't saying, be one of it's them. Saying those things and then saying like, "Hey, you dummy! Like, this applies to business as much as it applies to like the rest of your life."
Mm-hmm.
Like people who, and then it has like the digital one at least has some stories that like I've heard some of them. Like it had like, remember that I think it was United Flight where they're throwing the guitars and they broke the guy's guitar.
Mm-hmm.
So they like talked about that story and then. They like weave another story in, so it's like interesting how they weave stories in, and I like that a lot. So I've been reading that. I'm That's almost cool. done with it.
Huh.
It's like been a while, I think, since I've read a book.
Yeah, I was gonna say, how long's the book?
Not that long. It's like, I don't know. I have another. That's my other copy. Mm-hmm. My main one's downstairs.
Mm-hmm.
But I don't know. The audiobook's like 8 hours.
Okay.
So during work, I listen to the audiobook. And when I'm driving, and then at night, I'll read.
Hmm.
So, it's not too bad. And I think, I like having the audiobook, because then I can just listen to it. Like, I don't have to go back and read through it again. I can just, like, for if I want to listen to it a second time,
mm-hmm.
I'll just go back and listen to it. I don't have to
read it again.
Yeah. Let's move on to discussion. Mm-hmm. Childhood cartoons. So let's go to the Twitter. Click there and then I press the at button. Mentions. Edwin says, my childhood cartoons were Justice League, G.I. Joe's, Transformers, Shirt Tales, I don't know what that is, and Gummy Bears. So someone watched Gummy Bears. Shirt Tales. 1980s.
I think Justice League was my only.
The original Justice League, though?
No. Well, Super Friends? Wasn't that Super Friends, though? Was there another Justice League?
I don't know. Shirt Tales.
Okay. There was Super Friends. And I don't think there was another Justice League. Let's see. Maybe there was. No, I think
there I think was. It's Super Friends.
Yeah, that's different. I'm saying Justice League. I've seen Super Friends before, though.
Yeah, Super Friends.
Yeah, he's talking about Justice League, I think.
I like Super Friends.
But Justice League was awesome because it was in the Bruce Timm universe.
It was in like the Batman animated series.
Yeah, I was like, this is cool.
What did you watch a lot when you were a kid? I mean, I think ours overlapped a lot.
We watched so many stuff.
Pokemon.
Recess. I love Recess.
Dragon Ball Z. Recess.
Dragon Ball Z.
Hey Arnold. Doug. Wasn't a big fan of Cat Dog. There's a few shows I wasn't a big fan
of. Yeah, I wasn't a huge fan of Cat
Dog. Like Scooby-Doo, I wasn't a fan of.
I watched a lot of Scooby-Doo, actually.
So that's the thing.
Rugrats.
Rugrats was so much. Oh, my God.
Yeah.
Yeah,
I watched Batman. And I didn't watch Superman, the cartoon, too much.
No. That's subpar, that's why.
Yeah, I was like, Batman Beyond.
Yeah.
That was awesome. Static Shock. I watched Static Shock a lot.
See, I didn't watch a lot of Static Shock.
I really like Static Shock.
I think mainly Dragon Ball Z, though. Like, in my head, Dragon Ball Z and Pokemon were, like...
Yeah.
They were, like, dominated my youth.
Yeah, Dragon Ball Z was crazy, because I remember watching that so much.
Because you'd watch it. You could watch it 5 days a week.
Yeah, because it was on. Yeah, it was on every day. So yeah,
like 5 p.m., I think.
And there weren't shows like that. Like, I remember Power Rangers. I used to watch, and that's not a cartoon, but way back when. But then, like, Dragon Ball Z, like, after that was, like, the only
the
thing
daily.
That was, like, a daily.
Well, no, Pokemon also did it, because they would do.
They did do that, too.
I think it was 6 o'clock and 6:30.
I think that's how they get you. It's, like, we're every day.
Yeah.
Now it's, like, people just been, like, it's on Netflix. So they're like, oh, yeah, of course it's every You can watch it 10 a day.
Yeah, it doesn't matter.
Yeah. I think I would go... If I had Netflix when I was a kid...
ADD severe.
Like, I think I'd go crazy. Because I'd be like, I'm watching all of this. Like, I'd watch even more. And I felt like I watch a ton.
Yeah. I think that's just severe ADD.
Yeah.
Yeah. I can't really think of anything else.
Yeah. Angry Beavers.
Angry Beavers.
I watched Angry Beavers. Yeah. Wild Thornberries.
Yeah. I also watch a lot of As Told by Ginger.
Ah.
I like the two younger brothers. I saw some of those. And then there are a lot
What's
of
Rocket Power?
Rocket Power. Oh my God, yeah.
So great.
Yeah. I gotta sing all those theme songs right now.
Yeah. They're great.
Johnny Bravo, great Dexter's songs. Lab.
Ah, yeah, Dexter's Lab.
Oh yeah, cartoons?
Oh yeah. Kablam.
Kablam, yeah.
That's part cartoon, part not.
Yeah. Mainly cartoons.
Yeah. But they got that live action, those action figure things.
Yeah.
In the middle of it sometimes.
What was it called? Super Team Now or something like that?
Yeah. Action?
Action Team Now.
Action Team Now. Yeah.
The Melter with the power to melt.
Flintstones and Jetsons, I saw.
Yeah.
Quite a bit of those.
Hong Kong Fooey. I used to like watching Hong Kong Fooey a lot. But yeah.
All Real Monsters.
Yeah, that was an underappreciated show.
It was very underappreciated.
You had to watch it very early on because it wasn't on TV much of our childhood.
Yeah, yeah. Yeah, because it was very sparse like that it was on. It was just like, it's a weird show like to pitch to kids because like that, they look so gross and ugly.
Yeah.
Like the one character who holds his eyeballs in his hands
and he has
his
armpit hair.
How do you design that character and then put it in front of children? You remember Doug when they like went to high school and stuff?
Yeah,
they went
on ABC.
That's so weird.
And it was not Judy. It was what was her name?
Patty?
No.
Phoebe?
Maybe. It was the school was in her...
BB Bluff. BB Bluff.
Yeah, the school
is
in her...
Her town is Bluffton?
Yeah,
Bluffton?
And her family's like the super rich family.
Yeah.
And the school was in the shape of her head.
So weird. Yeah, I found it so weird when it went to... When they went to high school and was on ABC.
Yeah. I was always confused by the beet addiction in that town. Like, everyone ate beets.
That's true.
They were so obsessed with beets.
Well, because they liked the Beatles. Or wait, not
no,
the Beatles.
No, just the beets.
Oh, they were just the beets.
And then they ate beets, though.
Yeah, that's true.
Like, candied beets.
I think it's because of the beets.
And then Dinks. I didn't know that was
the
a
Dinks.
Thing. Do you know the name, like, why they're called the Dinks?
Yeah, it's something to do with they have no children.
Yeah, like double income, no kids.
That's it. Yeah.
So I was like, huh.
That's a strange little back. Story thing.
Oh, Rocco's Modern Life as well.
Oh, yes. Rocco.
Remember when...
All those theme songs, like, they don't have good theme songs nowadays, I don't think.
No, they do.
And they probably
Mickey Mouse
do.
Clubhouse is
yeah,
a great
right.
theme
you
song.
You know more cartoons than I do.
Kids cartoons, at least.
Yeah.
Doc McStuffins. Sophia the First, great theme song. Wildcrats, great theme song.
Yeah, they just... Kids theme songs crush it. They know what they're doing with kids theme songs for some reason.
Way better
than... Actually, I like... I kind of like the...
I like the theme
well, they don't have
the
theme
OC.
Songs.
California. A Phantom Planet.
Yeah. No, I take that back. Theme songs are just pretty good.
Yeah.
Because like Game of Thrones... Like, I understand the songs that are just even melodies are good. Yeah.
Do, 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 do. That pumps me up.
Yeah.
House of Cards, great theme song.
Yeah. So,
theme song
people keep
Punisher,
going.
Daredevil, Jessica Jones, all of them. Great theme song.
Yeah. Just gets you pumped. I'm like, I want to listen to this. I could skip this, but
NCIS,
I enjoy
a great theme song.
Mm-hmm.
CSI.
CSI Miami.
Yeah.
All those Who songs.
The Who songs. Yeah. Next week's discussion. Favorite theme song. Let's just do
Ooh,
it.
Oh, yeah.
Natural jump off point.
Yes. Through of all time?
Yeah. Ooh, just choose one.
That's good. Oh, that's so good.
TV show. Preferably.
Yeah.
Because sometimes movies have theme songs. But
yeah, that's true.
I'm not trying to...
That's true. Let's stay in the realm of TV.
Yeah.
Then we can all probably recognize it.
Yeah. And then maybe I'll play them. Because if we're discussing
let's do
it,
that. Yeah.
I think we can
let's
put it
that.
On the podcast.
Yeah. And then on Netflix today, Begin Again and The Fosters Season 3.
Awesome. come back tomorrow for America's Sweetheart and This Week in Movies in the Now. Goodbye.
Goodbye.
Thank you for listening to Destiny Pizzas. Until next week, grab a slice and enjoy. Goodbye.